greeting everybody.
Amen.
So where they are saying, this is my testimony, how Jesus transformed my life. So I'll tell you a wee bit about myself. My name's Stephen and I'm from Offaly. I had a great upbringing. My dad was a miner, my mum was a cleaner. My childhood I didn't want for mum. I got everything I needed. But during that, I ran about the streets a lot. So I got up to what I believed at the time was just teenage, being a teenager, drinking, smoking, and just, to me, I believe that that's how you enjoyed yourself. I believed that for years and years. So my life totally changed when I was 19. I went down to England for the Euro 96. I love my football, I love flowing football. So I went down to England for the European Championships, and when I come back up the road, I was down there for a year, and when I come back up the road, my mum had developed Alzheimer's. Now, at 19 year old, I couldn't deal with this, so I was looking for a way to escape from my emotions. I couldn't deal with my emotions, and I found heroin. I came back to night soon. Quite daft these, but at the time it was a godsend to me. Again, that's stupid, but at the time I couldn't deal with things, and that helped me. But it's very addictive, as I found out to my cost again. And before I came to, I could tell you loads of stories about my heroin addiction, because it lasted for 19 years. Again, it wasn't just 19 years, I could come to all sorts, but I don't think it's about here, but so anyway, what changed for me was I was coming out for the chemist. I was on a methadone, prescribed methadone at this time, and I had tried everything to get clean, because when I realised I had a heavy problem, I tried for years and years to get clean, and I just couldn't. And I resigned myself to being a drug addict. Yeah, I was a drug dealer. I felt it was in that world and I had to make the best of it. So what happened was, I was coming out for the chemist that's across the road from Broughton Chains. I was coming out there one day, and I saw a guy who owed me money. He'd been hind training for ages, and he went into Broughton Chains. So I followed him in, came to get the money off him. And I met everybody, and they were all really nice to me again, and I'm thinking, wow, what's going on here? So anyway, I thought it was great that they were being nice to me, because my world had turned very, very dark. Yeah, nobody was nice to me, unless they wanted drugs. So I said to God, and they kept saying to me again, Jesus can help you, Jesus can help you. And I'm like, no, I can't. Tried everything, again, I didn't think. I didn't realise at the time who they were really speaking about. I seen Jesus as a story in the Bible. Again, I didn't realise it was God. So things, I kept getting into Broughton Chains because I found peace in it. I don't know, folk used to say to me, because at the time I was selling drugs, again, and folk going, why are you doing get in there? And I would make excuses, like I wanted some tea. But I'd like, £400, my folk, I didn't need food, again, but I would make excuses. I didn't know why I enjoyed getting in. I didn't know now it was a piece of God, but at the time I didn't. And then they said to me, Kerry, I ended up overdosing, and I got put in the cells, and I was sick of life. I was really, I didn't care if I woke up the next day, that's how bad I'd go. And he says to me, Jesus can help you, Stephen. And I'm like, how can Jesus help me? And they're like, he's already set up places for you to go. And that was the Teen Challenge programme. So before I came to Charles, had filled out the forms for me, and I went into Teen Challenge, and I spent a year in there, and got totally transformed. My mind's totally transformed now. What I learned in there was that when Jesus died on the cross, all my sins were forgiven. So what I learned in there, I had to crucify my past to that cross and be resurrected. So once I crucified myself to the cross, I was then resurrected into a new person, and that's who you see today. So where do I do now? I mean, I'd love to sit here and tell you, sit here, swing you, and tell you that God's blessed me with a big house and a job and all that. And a month ago I could tell you God has blessed me with a job. But what I've learned is, what I want and what God wants is totally different. And who, as I say, I was working a month ago, but I started doing a Bible study at Air Baptist, and God shut that door for the work. What I've realised is God wants me to work for the kingdom and not for money. So what I do now is, on a Monday I do the Bible study at Air Baptist, and on a Tuesday I volunteer in Rob James, and the Wednesday we do a wee group in Kilmarnock to help drug addicts, to show drug addicts that Jesus can help them, because as I said, I know that. And on a Thursday I do the food bank in Auchinleck. And then the Friday I'd be recovery here, because I've realised that it's not about money, it's about working for the kingdom. And that's something that has been a big thing for me, because when I first came out I was looking for money and the wrong things, and now I've realised what I should be looking for. So that's my testimony of how Jesus, she totally transformed my life. While I'm here I'd just like to thank Suzanne. And everybody in the room's emotion, because Suzanne would never let me leave without saying, "No, you need to stay for the prayer." And I believe that I know the power in prayer now, and I believe that everybody that prayed for me then helped me big time, and I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for those guys' prayers. So I would hope you would all pray for me, keep me in my prayer.
A great prayer in the name of Charles Kingdon. Charles is our spiritual support worker, and he's got two jobs actually, and his second job is Broken Chains networker in the town of Ayr, and God is really blessing Charles and helping us at Broken Chains, and he's been with us, I don't know, seems like ever, but 2.5 years or something, Charles?
Yeah, 3.5.
3.5, yeah, sure. So Charles is going to come up and speak now, so thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Praise God. It's a privilege and it's an honour to be with you tonight. And the singing was awesome. I love that harmony with the ladies and the men and everything like that. I remember when I was a wee boy when I went to Sunday school. I don't know whether it was a Brethren Hall, but we used to say, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah," and the woman, "Praise." And I loved that. Singing the gusto. So praise God. And I echo what Steve had says about thanks for the Broken Chains and myself for all your support. You know, as a partner church, and our church that's 100% behind what we do and prayer and everything else. So tonight, as we go to the Word, I was going to speak on something else, but I've changed it because I feel this is what the Lord wanted me to speak about. So Isaiah, the first scripture is in Isaiah 53, and I'm going to read two verses, and the verses is verse 4 to verse 6. And this is the name of the title for my message. What will we do with Jesus? You know, when I'm in here tonight, I hear the name of Jesus being honoured and being lifted up in here. But when we are apart and when we are through the week and every single day, a valid question is, or if you don't know, what will we do with Jesus? So this is Isaiah, hundreds of years before Jesus came to earth. He prophesied a description of the messianic Christ who was to come a suffering servant who was going to pay the price for the world. Thank God that he did pay the price. Who's glad tonight he paid the price? Amen. Yeah. Where would we be if he did not pay the price for us? Where would we be? But he's a faithful servant. So, the first verse, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. I looked up the word boring, no boring, but born, and it says to give forth, to bring forth young, like a child. You bear a child. And I thought about that. When a woman gives birth to a child, she bears it. She carries it for 9 months and then she has to give birth to it. And you think of the pain and the agony in that, and then the joy when you hear that wee little one crying when new life comes through a wee baby coming into the world. And Jesus bore our griefs, the things that trouble us, the things that were separated us from God. He bore them so that he might bring new life into us and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. Bear also means to, if you try and bear the weight of a roof, you bear it. That's something you couldn't bear. I think about the Lord when he went to the mount, when he went to die for us, it said the sweat, great drops of blood to bear our sins. And it says that he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The word iniquities means gross injustice or wickedness, wicked acts or sin, that he was bruised. And I thought about the bruising, I know you've been Christians for years, but maybe some of us aren't. When Jesus was bruised, it said his face was marred more than any man's, even than the sons of man. It says his back was like a ploughed field for everyone. If you don't know him in here tonight, he done it for you because he loves you. He was sinless, he hadn't done a thing wrong, and he went and paid that price. That's why the word of God says, our wickedness, it says, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Chastisement means a beating, or it means a strong reprimand, or it even means in the dictionary, corporal punishment. He was punished so that we could have peace. Can I just say, beloved, can I just encourage you? See, I'm preaching to myself here tonight. See when you feel peace in your heart, remember why we've got peace, because of him. We have peace with God. We have peace. We can love our families better. Who knows, you can be a better dad through Jesus, or a better mum through Jesus, or a better brother, or a better sister. Stephen knows that when he gets his wee girl. Nowadays, broken boy restored by the power of God. Jesus is the lifter of our souls. And it says, and by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah for his healing power. Hallelujah for the forgiveness of sins. That healing can go deep. And then it says, we all like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. I just want to speak on the word turn. We all have turned away and done our own thing. I wonder tonight, is there anybody that has turned away that wants to turn back? Because when we turn away, you can turn back and say, today's my day. The tongue can go that way or it can go that way. You can go away from God or you can come to God. And he'll always welcome you with open arms. But we don't want to turn too much the other way. Turn to him tonight, brothers and sisters. And then it says, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. One scripture before I go into my next verse. There's a wee scripture came to mind as I was I couldn't get out this last night. I was very near weeping, the tears in my eyes, thinking about what he'd done for me. Because he's beautiful, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
The price he paid for this is amazing. You just want to hold them and say, thank you, Lord. What were we doing? We meet him that day. What were we doing? Well, we fall down at his feet and worship him. If we've got a crown, we throw it down and say, I'm no worthy, but you are, Lord. He's an awesome saviour. And he said, the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. I looked at that, and there was a time that he actually, iniquity means sin. He that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Darren, God wants you to walk in righteousness because he loves you. He's already paid the price, just what you said, young brother. And he's got the power to do it. He's paid the price. And my next scripture reading is in Luke 4. This man died. What a saviour, eh? Who wants to? He's a problem, or he's a serving him. But is it a pleasure to serve him? He's worthy, isn't he? It's a pleasure. And God bless you in your serving. God anoint you in your serving. I know this is a serving church, and I pray that a fresh anointing comes upon you. Because Jesus was anointed for service for the Father. And it says, in verse 18, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. Just over the chapter, John the Baptist baptized him, and the heavens opened up, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove, and went into Jesus, alighted upon him, the old translation says. And then he was tempted and overcame with the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone. That's how we overcome, isn't it? With the word of God and the word of our testimony. And then he came for to give his ministry, and it said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me, he has smeared me with the Spirit. He was smeared with the Spirit above measure. Who was like that? Absolutely. He said, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. He sent me to heal up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives. Some of the people we work with are brokenhearted. They're captive to sins, they're captive to addiction. You know, I just want to speak about another girl, Jamelia. This girl was oppressed. It says, he to set at liberty those who are oppressed. This girl, she don't mind me saying, she's been used of God today. But she was oppressed, she was captive, she didn't know, she, her self-esteem was on the ground. But see, when this man met her, who was anointed to preach the good news to the poor, when he met her, then, by hook or by crook, we got her on the bus to Teen Challenge screaming. I could get into it deeper one time, but she was hard work. And we got her away, and now she met with Jesus. She's a changed girl. He's bound up her broken heart. He's restored her. Now she loves him. She's in love with him. She's like a girl that's in love with somebody that's just about to be married. She just wants to talk about him all the time. I love him. And she's always saying things about him. And she's in the school of God. She's been trained. So this is what he does. And that's what we want to see more people get in touch with the Spirit of God. Set at liberty those who are oppressed to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. It was then and it is today, for grace is free today. Who thanks God we're still under grace?
Yeah.
Even as Christian brothers, sisters, eh? We make mistakes as well, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
And we still need his mercy every single day. Who thank you that he says his mercies are new every day?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So my next scripture, I'm going to, the title is, what will we do with Jesus? So I'm going to look at somebody, what she done with Jesus. She's called the sinful woman. Then one of the Pharisees said to him, sorry, you don't need to go, I'll just read it. It's in Luke 7, verse 36, if you get your Bibles. Then one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to come and eat with him. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner. That's what it says about her. Doesn't some folks say she was a prostitute? It doesn't really say that. She could have been. It says she was a sinner. When she saw that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, a Pharisee's a religious teacher for anybody that doesn't know. She brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet and began to weep. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisees had invited him, let's just stop there with the fragrant oil. This is worship in the truest form. This is worship in the truest form. What will we do with Jesus? What did she do with Jesus? Let me say this. Jesus can be in your house and you're not changed. The Pharisee wasn't changed, but this woman was changed. This box was precious to her. They say, I looked it up and it says that the alabaster could be the same kind of stuff that held up the temple in Solomon's temple for the glory of God, for the worship, where the worship of God was. And this woman was smashing this and giving him her all. And it says, the fragrant oil. Now the Pharisees who had invited him saw this. He spoke to himself, this man, if he were a prophet, would know what manner of woman this is and who is touching him, for she is a sinner. Can I just say this point before I move on to the next wee verse? She touched Jesus. There was one other woman that touched Jesus with the issue of blood. It had periods for ages and it was a terrible thing maybe. And she touched Jesus and she was healed. This woman was the same. When you touch Jesus with a touch of faith, what's in him touches you. And she was forgiven. The bottom it says, and those at the table said to themselves, who is this man who's able to forgive sins? And he said to a woman, your faith has saved you, go in peace. And I just want to share, see tonight, if you've been struggling in life, come and touch Jesus tonight. Touch him with that desperation that this woman had and be forgiven. And you'll be brand new. You'll be changed in an instant. And he'll break the chains of your life and you'll have a brand new start like Stephen's had and many others that Paul's had and we've seen many others. With this power of this man that should be worshipped, what will we do with Jesus? And I praise you that you do serve him. But what will we do with Jesus? What will I do with Jesus? Let me worship him, give him praise. To this last one is a guy called Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, you all know the wee songs up the sycamore tree and everything like that. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now, behold, there was a man, Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, so he was seeking. And he could not see Jesus was, sorry, but he could not because of the crowd, for he was short stature. He would have called him wee man in Scotland. Alright, wee man. I thought, is this the wee guy in the Bible, Zacchaeus? No, it's not, it's Nehemiah, isn't it? Is that not the wee guy in the Bible? He's a wee bit weird, Zacchaeus. But the fact was, he was hungry for God. He wanted to see what it was all about. This man who healed people, cast demons out of people, raised the dead, said he was a Christ. He wanted to get to him. And if you want to get to God, don't let anybody hold you back. I say that tonight, don't let anybody, even bad company that corrupts character, get them out the way and get up the tree and see them, and they'll come to your house. And it said, so he ran ahead and climbed up the sycamore tree to see him. He made himself in a position to get to see him, for he had gone past away. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste. That means hurry up. That's what the other translation says. Make haste and come down. Imagine this. For today I must be at your house. Who would like Jesus in their house? Thank God we've got him in his house because he's in our hearts, isn't he? Yep. And he can be shared with our wee children. It's good to have a house with Jesus at the centre. Yep. As for me, my house, we will serve the Lord. And he made haste, he hurried up and came down and received them joyfully. There's a lesson for us, even when the ones that Jesus said we should receive them joyfully, shouldn't we? The ones that are broken. That's what we try and get, broken chains. Receive them joyfully. Some of them are hard work. I was myself back in the day. Told Jesus, help me. And it said, And he came down and received them joyously. But when he saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. They were saying, maybe we Zacchaeus will stop his stealing and all that, phase, we're paying a fortune in taxes, maybe he'll get saved. That would have been a good thing to say, wouldn't it? Been praying for that wee man for years, right? But they were going, imagine him with a wrong spirit. With the wrong spirit. He's with a sinner. But sinners, Jesus came to save. And if you're a sinner today, he loves you. And he came to save you. And if you're a saint, if you're one of God's people, he loves you. He loves you as his own beloved. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to him, Lord, look. I think he's saying, maybe he's doing that with the money. Look, I'm going to do it. He says, Lord, look, Lord. He's not being serious. He's saying it twice to Hebrews to really get the point across. I give half of my goods to the poor, and I have taken anything from anyone, and false accusation I will restore fourfold. He made amends. His salvation looked like something. He was willing to restore to the things he'd done. I think he was convicted. Because, I'll share this before I close, it's the goodness of God that leads to repentance. Jesus never even and saying, you're a thief, you're a this, you're a that, you're a vagabond, you're taking too much money off him. Jesus just was Jesus and all his love. And he was in his house loving him. Probably looking at him and that holy look for Jesus into the heart said, cut to the chase, cut right into his heart, and he said, you know what, hands up, I've been doing this for. He looked at him and he said, I'm going to pay back. And it said, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is the son of Abraham. Then this is a beautiful bit for me closing. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. What will we do with Jesus? This wee man received them and they got salvation. I was preaching on Friday night up at a Brethren thing, a lot of young ones, it was great, I loved it. My wee boy came up to ask Jesus in his heart. Salvation came to my household. Now it's early days, but praise God, eh? It's 13. It's great with them. I know you will be praying for people as well in their families. Bring this man in my families. Do that love. And when they see that love, they might be cut to the heart. Speak about him as well. But I just want to finish with this. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. If you don't know him tonight, as you went astray with him tonight, come back tonight. God bless you.
Well, I'd like to thank Charles very much for preaching tonight, and I hope you've been challenged. Amen. And I hope not you don't just enjoy it, but it's brought something to your mind and to your heart.